ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರದಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಮುನ ತೀರಾವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನ ತೀರಾವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರದಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರಾವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನ ತೀರಾವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವಿದಿಕ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಸತ ಶಿಷಿ ಎ ಶ್ರೀ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಫೌಂಡರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವಿದಿಕ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಸತ ಶಿಷಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದಕ್ಕೆ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಕಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸೆ ಕವಜ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶಿವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ಬಂದಕ್ಕೆ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಅಂಡ್ ಗೌರಂಗ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जायमुदीरहे नश्च प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
हरे कृष्णा।
वी आर टेकिंग द श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट नंबर 5 श्लोक नंबर 5। मुनया साधु प्रस्तोहम् भावाभि लोकमंगलम् यत्कृता कृष्ण यतात्मा सुप्रसिद्धते मुनया साधु प्रस्तोहम् भावाद्भि लोकमंगलम् यत्कृता कृष्ण संप्रश्नो येनात्मा सुप्रसिद्धति मुनया साधु प्रस्तोहम् भावाद्भि लोकमंगलम् कृता कृष्ण संप्रश्नो येनात्मा सुप्रसिद्धति लोकमंगलम्
Matajis.
Munaya sadhu prastham bhavati lokamangalam
मुनया
procedures. Sadhu, this is relevant. Prastha, question. Aham, myself. Bhavad Biha, by all of you. Loka, the world. Mangalam, welfare. Yat, because. Krita, made. Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Samprashnaha, relevant question. Yena, by which Atma, Self, Suprasiddhati, completely pleased. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, most sages, I have been justly questioned by you. Your questions are worthy because they relate to Lord Krishna and so are of relevance to the world's welfare. Only questions of this sort are capable of completely satisfying the self. Please repeat this. O sages, I have been justly questioned by you. Your questions are worthy because they relate to Lord Krishna and so are of relevance to the world's welfare. Only questions of this sort are capable of completely satisfying the self. Since it has been stated hereinafter that in Bhagavatam the absolute truth is to be known, the questions of the sages of Naimisharanya are proper and just because they pertain to Krishna, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead. The absolute truth in Bhagavad Gita 15.15, the Personality of Godhead says that in all the Vedas there is nothing but the urges for searching after Him, Lord Krishna. Thus the questions that pertain to Krishna are the sum and substance of all the Vedic inquiries. The whole world is full of questions and answers. The birds, beasts and men are all busy in matter of perpetual questions and answers. In the morning the birds in the nest become busy with questions and answers. And in the evening are the same birds come back and again become busy with questions and answers. The human being, unless he is fast asleep at night, is busy with the questions and answers. The businessman in the market are busy with the questions and answers. And so also the lawyers in the court and the students in the schools and colleges, the legislators in the parliament are also busy with questions and answers. And the politicians and the press representatives are all busy with questions and answers. Although they go on making such questions and answers for their whole lives, they are not at all satisfied. Satisfaction of the soul can only be obtained by question and answers on the subject of Krishna. Krishna is our most intimate master, friend, father and son, and object of conjugal love. Forgetting Krishna, we are creating so many objects of questions and answers, but none of them are able to give us complete satisfaction. All things but Krishna give temporary satisfaction only. So if we are to have complete satisfaction, we must take to the questions and answers about Krishna. We cannot live for a moment without being questioned or without giving answers, because Srimad Bhagavatam deals with questions and answers that are related to Krishna. We are derived the highest satisfaction only by reading and hearing the transcendental literature. One should learn Srimad Bhagavatam and make an all-round solution to all problems
pertaining to the social, political, religious matters, Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna are the sum total all things.
Hare Krishna. I need all the, seek all the blessing from all of you Vaishnavas.
Actually, today's sloka is so wonderful that sages are asking questions and Suta Goswami is appreciating for the question. Questions are about Krishna. Answers also about Krishna. So, this is exactly when we speak about Krishna's subject, it is the world's welfare, it's auspiciousness. And the questions of this sort are capable of completely satisfying the self. Yatma suprasiddhati. Only soul will be totally satisfied. Because Krishna should be there in the center. It's very nicely explained. Krishna has to be there in the center. Since actually Bhagavatam, it is giving the absolute truth. What exactly the thing about Lord. The Naimisharanya people, they ask, the sages, they ask about Krishna, pertaining Krishna. And here that 15.15 Bhagavad Gita, there is so, it is given, Vedesya sarve aham eva vedyo. Everything you are learning, studying, just to understand Krishna. Just to remember about Krishna. There is nothing else you have to think of. Every time, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, question and answers are to be, Krishna should be centered. And also here, there is question answer, all the places there is question answer, everywhere, here it is given. World is full of question and answer. Even referring birds, bees and men, there are question and answers. Morning to evening. And human being also. Unless they are fast asleep, they don't stop their question and answer. This is Vyasadeva says. Even Prabhupada says here. Fast sleep, then only there is no question and answer. Here the matter comes, satisfaction of the soul. When we get the satisfaction of the soul, when Krishna is satisfied, soul is satisfied. Yayatma suprasiddhati. And Krishna is our most intimate master, friend, father, son, object, conjugal love. Everything is Krishna. And it's all energy of Krishna. Whatever is going on, it's all energy of Krishna. And we may get complete, we may get some satisfaction, but it is temporary. Bodily concept, some on the contour. Some mind, we have some satisfaction. But these are all temporary. Permanent satisfaction you will have only with Krishna's. We questioned. Because that makes everything pure. He is the absolute truth. So all the time, Srimad Bhagavatam makes all around solution to all the problems. All the problems. Pertaining the social, political, religious matter, Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna are the sum and total substance of all things. Sum and substance. Ultimately. This is very, very wonderfully given. Even after this sloka also, sixth sloka also has got the same. E Atma Suprasiddhati. How to satisfy the soul. That is the thing. See, here, main thing I wanted to tell you, when I went through those slokas, we are having so many types of activities we do for spiritual life, our sadhana and all. But one thing, how much you learn to love Krishna, how much you learn to love God, that was the real thing. It is emphasized. How much you learn to love God, and are you advanced in loving Krishna? Because it is all Brahma Shakti. It is every energy is Krishna's energy. So this is Brahma Shakti is absolute truth. Whatever you are thinking of, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Mata Sarvam Pravartate, Iti Matva Bhajante Mam, Buddha Bhava Samanvita. Everything emanates from me, Krishna. So Lord Krishna is everything. This has to, here totally it has been concentrated and given, more emphasized. And second thing, actual purification. Your actual purification is that you have to become dear friend of Krishna. That's all. You are loving, the highest love is to be Krishna. Dear friend of Krishna. Nobody is greater friend than Krishna. How Krishna says, nothing is greater than me. Same way, there is nothing is greater, no greater friend than Krishna. This has to be, and always think of Krishna. And you become purified. Yayatma suprasiddhati. That's why when Parikshit Maharaj had a problem, 7 days he had a time, you know that. So he was asking question with the Sukadeva Maharaj, Guruvarya, I have got only 7 days and 7 nights. How can I purify my soul? Mera atma kalyan kaisa hoga? That time, very good question. Sukadeva Maharaj was very happy. He was saying, very good question. Krishna katha shravan karo. You have to hear Krishna katha, shravan karo. That's ultimate. Then he starts that. So these are the basics, fundamentals have been given. And again in Bhagavad Gita, the matter is that we always consider about our body and our mind, and finally the soul. So body, some happiness we get it, because we go for some sense gratification. Body wants sense gratification. But some satisfaction is there. Mind, of course, mind will have for that some poetry, some music. Mind becomes very happy with that. But temporary. But here, the soul, once that soul becomes happy, when the soul will be happy? If Krishna is happy. Krishna is happy, then the soul is happy. Because part and parcel of Krishna. That's why even Krishna is worshipable Lord, constantly. That's why it is, even in Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskaro, principle is given. Always remember me. Mera Sada, Mera Smaran Karo. Mera Bhakt Bano. Mujhe Namaskar Karo. Mera Aradhana Karo. Become my devotee. Pay obeisances to me. And worship me. That's all. How to obey Krishna? Supreme Personality of Godhead? By pure devotional service. Pure devotional service. That's next sloka it is there. Ahetu ke apratyata. Without any hetu. Without any motivation. Apratyata. Nobody can stop it. Anybody can do devotional service. Poor, rich, anybody. Westerner, Indian, anybody can do, because that is ultimate. And one more thing, everyone is hankering for peace of life. But nobody wants to understand where is the peace of life. Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarva loka maheshwara suradam sarva bhutanam jnatomam shantim richat. Peace giving formula is that Krishna is ultimate source. He is the creator. He is an enjoyer. Bhokta. You cannot become bhokta. So, we don't take that point very seriously. We slip that main point and we go to the optional points. Bhokta is Krishna only. And we try to, you know, capture it. Because of our habit, condition, we try to become bhokta. We'll never be happy. These are the designation. You are the spirit soul. By nature we are happy. Spirit soul is happy. Only because of contamination of material world, we are unhappy. So, because we are considered about body as well as mind. Mind wanted different party, different arts, different music, different channel, different subject. But nothing has got to do with the soul. Ye atma suprasiddhati. Soul has got only the connection with Krishna. That's why next sloka, of course, tomorrow they are going to be. See, the matter is that when in 1995, it was His Holiness, Bhakti Rasamrita Swami was, that time, he was, his old name, Devamrita Prabhu. He has started the debate competition. And it is for 5,000 colleges all over India. It was in 96. So, all state-wise they have sent devotees. Since I am from Karnataka, they have sent me to Karnataka. Gulbarga, Bidar, Raichur and all. For 15 days, 20 days we had been. Debate competition. Go to the colleges, medical colleges, other colleges, engineering colleges. You speak. And I was not knowing what is the subject to speak. Good fun is that. So I was asking him, you let me know what subject I have to speak. So he was telling, come here, I will give you all those things. Then finally, he had no time. He was so busy. And he said, you refer 1.2.6. That is, Savai Pumusham Paradharmo Yato Bhaktir Adokshaje Ahituki Apratiyata Yayatma Suprasiddhati. Actually, I was asking him, those poor boys, their parents have sent him to study in the college to become an engineer or a doctor. Why we are going and disturbing them? No? I asked this question. These ISKCON people, they got only that coming and disturbing the body. They are taking, what is the matter? Even I was not knowing why we are disturbing. Then he said, you refer that sloka, you will understand. After referring the sloka, I understood that main occupation, human being's main occupation to paradharma, taking shelter of Supreme Lord, devotional service. That also unmotivated, uninterrupted. Ahetu ki apratyata. Then only soul will be happy. Because sometimes we don't have anything, then we are very happy. We don't know. We don't have anything, but we are happy. So the soul is happy. Purity. So then I said, oh, even becoming a doctor or some professional thing, that is not the goal of life. The goal of life is main occupation. Dharma is, they have to take shelter of Paradharma. That is Krishna's shelter. So, that soul will be always happy. Samatma Sudurlaba. And always, it is very, only Mahatmas will get that. Mahatma, the great soul, they will have that happiness by taking shelter of Krishna. Ye Atma Suprasiddhati. So then I understood. And I will tell you, when we have started about, and that time, nobody was knowing. All over 5,000 colleges, it has been given the debate competition, but it was a very high target and wonderful method of preaching Krishna consciousness. I really appreciate that because people could understand what is Bhagavad Gita, who is Supreme Lord. These all things have been given fundamentally. All 5,000 colleges all over. It was a real highest work which has been done by His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Swami. So, then after that I understood, my God, this is not the goal of life. Getting some professional course and becoming, no. Goal of life is you have to take shelter of Krishna, then only the soul will be happy. Atma Suprasiddhati. See, when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was there, in Ultadanga Road, Calcutta. Prabhupada, Abhay Babu was busy with his Gandhi Andolan. And he had the same thing in his mind. So his friend, Narendra Mulik, he said, please, let us go. There is a sadhu here. We'll speak to him. And then Abhay Babu said, no, nowadays these sadhus have become all cheaters. I don't believe them. But he said, no. This sadhu is not like that. Let's go. Prabhupada said, we are in Gandhi movement. Why to go all these sadhus? But still, because since you say I go, because that Prabhupada was a leader that time. If he sanctions, means that is perfect. So they go there. So, as you know, as soon as they gave the dandavats, immediately there was an instruction. You are the young boys who are qualified. You should take this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Krishna conscious, preach in English language in the Western countries. You know, Prabhupada was arguing. Who will listen us? We are the slaves under British. We wanted to see that British should go out from here. We are planning that way, with Gandhi's arrangement and planning. So that time the slogan was, Angrejiyon ko hatao, desh ko bachao. Angrejiyon ko hatao, and desh ko bachao. You know what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has said? There is no difference between any material change. And he said, Ajnan ko hatao, or Atma ko bachao. Ajnan ko hatao, Atma bachao. This is really Krishna conscious. If British go, somebody else will come. And even we become worse than British after that. Some other people will come. Because he was knowing. That is ultimate. Ajnan ko hatao, Atma ko bachao. Ajnan, Atma ka andar ka ajnan jo hai, usko nikal. Isiliye bolte hai, ye Atma suprasiddhati. Make your Atma fully satisfied. When the Atma will be satisfied, then Krishna is fully satisfied. So this is the thing I wanted to give one reference of Srila Prabhupada. When he had come to Bombay, he could see the land of Jew. It was in, more than 50 years before. Do you think? Yeah. And actually, I was staying that near Parla. And that time, nothing was there. Only some fishermen people were there. And there was nothing in Jew. But Prabhupada had idea there should be a place and it should be, we have to create a temple. And all were objecting. Even his disciples were objecting. No, this is not the right place. We'll keep in South Bombay somewhere. But Prabhupada said, no, this is the right place. And there, after doing the dealing of that land, even Prabhupada was very, very in a difficult position. Because that Nair, you all know about it. They tried to cheat. But Prabhupada had one full faith. He was saying, I had only faith that Radha Ras Bihari will take care of it. All the time he was praying, Radha Ras Bihari will take care of it. Because this we are making it for Radha Ras Bihari. Krishna will take that. And Prabhupada said, that unflinching faith of mine, I could succeed by the mercy of Lord Krishna. Radha Ras Bihari. This faith. Yeah, that prayer. Krishna knows what is needed. At present days, it's biggest misfortune, you know. People are not interested in spiritual life. If you speak Hare Krishna wala, they'll run away from that. Even if you try to speak something with them, they are not ready. Because this Kali Yuga is very difficult to preach, practically. Very difficult. Srila Prabhupada, whatever he did it, because of his spiritual master's mercy, all the Vaishnava's mercy, and he had an unflinching faith. He was also a Vaikuntha man, he could do it. Otherwise, it's very difficult. See, old people, you know, they are interested in politics, and they'll join for some laughing club and all that sort of thing. So many things. They talk all this. That's what the birds, you know, question and answer, question and answer, question and answer. they all will be not satisfied. They will be in misery. That's why, unless you take that, they are not happy whatsoever. They are having lots of wealth, lots of things. I was giving one class in Belgaum. There was a Baila Hongala. There is a place near Belgaum. It was wonderful 6 days Bhagavad Gita course. It was in Canada. All well-to-do people, all solicitors, advocates, doctors, more than 200 people. The first day is that this place is Dukkalayam and Asashvatam. I said, this place is full of misery and is temporary. They were not happy because they were solicitors, you know. They said, whatever the misery you are talking about, this is not so much. Of course, there is misery there, but not so much as you explain. In Kannada, they were saying, Ashtu dukkha illri. So much misery is not there. Because they are coming, you know, they have a beautiful car, beautiful bungalow, beautiful setup, value, social value, everything is there. But they don't want to listen what Lord has said. I said, I don't say, Krishna has given, but you be here for a few days, you'll come to know. But whatsoever it is not that bad. It's not that misery, what you say. They blamed me. Because they are solicitor. They know to, you know, take back your word. You know, in court and all these things are going on. So, even all they will like, okay, Hare Krishna people are giving. But it's not that important. Krishna says, Manmana Bhavmat Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskaro. 24 hours you have to remember me. When we will remember that? That's why everything is connected. Then only, because you will get purified. Your all anarthas will be out. Then only you can understand your sinful activities will be eradicated. All that four regulative principle you will maintain properly. No further sinful activities. That's why Prabhupada used to give it. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. Not even tea, coffee. People just, you know, they argue. Why tea, coffee? Everybody has. That Brahmana, he drinks this. Madhvas are drinking coffee, this. I said, forget. Whoever drinks, they must be having their sufficient type of spiritual background. For us, Prabhupada has given, tea has got tannin, coffee has got caffeine, is the principle. It is of tamogun. If you are in tamogun, you can't progress in spiritual life. These are the principles, fundamentals. You can't progress if you are in tamagun. You have to clear it up. Little, I took little. It's like a filtration plant. Our life is a filtration, water filtration plant. Once the filtration is done, then you can't put anything dirt on that. That's why it has given. 16 round japa and chant the holy name. And 16 round japa, chanting the holy name and association of devotees or regulative principle. Krishna will take care of you. You will have love of God. Today, the main thing is that how much our love is progressing. That we have to see. Day by day. Because that is ultimate. So then, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to emphasize this all the time. Because he took sannyas just to propagate this Krishna consciousness all over. Whether people are, because sannyas is respected from all. That's why, from Jagannath Puri, he decides to go to South India. When he was going to South India, on the way, there was a Kurma Kshetra. He goes to Kurma Kshetra temple. Even we have all gone, I think, in Yatras, Kurma Kshetra. There he lives with one Kurma Brahman. And after staying with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Kurma Brahman was totally transformed. He said, I wanted to come with you. I don't want to leave this, this material world's life, this. I don't want to stay here. I wanted to come with you. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, you are grihastha, you have got some responsibility, And that responsibility, you are doing it for behalf of Krishna. That is the responsibility. You should stay. But one thing I will give you, what you have to do? You have to have this proper principle. Yare deko tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Whoever you meet, you give them Krishna. Krishna's upadesh. Give them Krishna upadesh. Jo bhi milega, you give Krishna upadesh. Very simple. So he has started doing that. Krishna upadesh. It's not a big thing, you know. Yare deko tare kaho Krishna. That Atma gets suprasid, that soul will get satisfaction. Ye Atma suprasid. And even Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, daily, he was having lots of schedule, but daily he used to visit and take Srimad Bhagavatam, he hear it from Gadadhar Pandit. Every day. Gadadhar Pandit, with absorption, with the tears all the time. And you know, the story of Gadadhar Pandit is used to narrate, and both were crying. We can't imitate that. But when the story like Dhruva Maharaj or Prahlad Maharaj thing comes, you know, it's over. That over? No. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, repeat. Repeat. Because once we understand, we say, I know all those things. But no. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives us what should be the way of devotional service we have to adopt in Kali Yuga. You have to, more the time if you hear, more purification will take place. You repeat it. That is 100 times. This is the model which has been given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 100 times. Repeat. Repeat. So Gadadhar Pandit was doing that. And also, this Raghunath Das Goswami, he was a Majumdar son, you know it. So, he used to come. He had come with very great difficulty to, because they were stopping it. That story, all you know it. But even after he came to Jagannath Puri, he understood what is the real devotional service and how we can progress in spiritual life by just sadhu sangha. All changes have been took place. Then one day he asked the question with the Swarup Damodar. What is the quality of a devotee? He asked that. What is the quality of a devotee? So, Swarup Damodar brings him to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's this Raghunath Das asking what is the quality of a devotee. So, he said, you could have given the answer, but still since you have brought him here, I will give the answer. He said, Gramme Katana Khaibe, Gramme Katana Sunibe. No prajalpa gramme khatana kahibe. You are not to speak. And gramme khatana sunibe. Sunna bhi ne. And Prabhupada gives reference in this. No TV. No newspaper. These all things. Gramme khata. No do it. Even sometimes, I don't want to mention it. Sometimes even WhatsApp also become gossip nowadays. It's waste of time. There, you have to give some instruction, some sort of tip of message. But it is all becoming gossip. I am very sorry to say that. But still, gramme katana kaibe, gramme katana sunibe. And balana kaibe, balana paribe. Don't wear the costliest dress like. And don't have opulent prasadam. Sometimes in the festival you can have it, but not every day of opulent prasadam. This is the quality of a devotee, bhakta. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives them. So one more thing that Prabhupada was there regarding this gossip. Prabhupada could see two of his disciples there just talking. Prabhupada just overhearing. What is these people are talking? They are talking all gramya katha, talking prajalpa. Prabhupada was so much, you know, he said, I have given you so many books. And why don't you discuss about those books? Why you are doing this prajalpa? He was asking them. And you know, one very important point Prabhupada says there, The Prajalpa will destroy our movement. My God, it is shocking. Prajalpa will destroy our movement. It will destroy you as well as our movement. This is us, Prabhupada. Very, very, very careful. Same thing even our His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj also used to say, "You, if you waste single minute, you will never get it back after paying so much, because the life is very short. Span of life is very short. Use it for a perfect purpose. We got the method. Use it. Use it." This is what we can understand with this. Preaching is not easy. Even Prabhupada says, preaching is not easy. Even His Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when He was speaking, people were not liking. Even they wanted to, because He was giving a pure devotional service, nobody likes it. And they tried to bribe somebody and asked Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to kill some people. They sent somebody. So be careful. Preaching is not easy. But you have to preach. You know what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said? Are you alive? If you are alive, preach about Krishna. If you are not preaching, you are a dead man. Are you alive? This was the question asked by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If you are preaching, means you are alive. If you are not preaching, you are a dead person. And one more thing Prabhupada is emphasizing. If chanting of the holy name is this highest service for Krishna, 24 hours it will keep you connected to Krishna. And person who is chanting this, taken shelter of Krishna, he'll never be unhappy. Very important. He'll never be unhappy. And actually, even Jagannath Puri, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj took us Jagannath Puri long, few years before, very early days, and few people were there, and Jagannath cart has been pulled up to their Gundicha, and Maharaj said, "We are about 200-300 people. Said, let's come, let's pray here to the Jagannath Subhadra Baladev." So he joined his hand, and I was thinking, what Maharaj is praying? Maharaj is saying, "Na danam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmanishwari, bhavatad bhakti rahitu kahi." I was saying, this was not the right prayer Maharaj is supposed to see. How can I say, na danam, here, without danam, how can you go to the yatras and all? How can, this was not the right prayer Maharaj says. I was, initial stage, not having any establishment in my thing, knowledge also. Then I finally understood, Krishna is having everything. He is having Shadaishwarya. Such richness is not there. Anybody is not having it. So once you take shelter of Krishna, nothing is there. You are not to ask for anything. Whatever is needed, like a child, Krishna provides you. He will fulfill the need. So that is what devotee has to consider. Anytime you don't have your own agenda, that is there. No agenda. Because the Atma Suprasiddha, once that Atma gets purified, you'll never have any hankering for anything. So, the same prayer he made to, made the devotees to say at Tirupati also. Tirupati Lord is very rich, but Maharaj said, don't ask for any na danam, na janam, na sundarim. This is the perfect prayer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Krishna has given it. So you take that footsteps only. Don't go here and there. Then you will be purified. If dhanam has come, you will never be happy. So this required the real kranti, resolution. This is the kranti. Krishna consciousness is revolution.
You should have that. Then only it's possible. And one more thing I wanted to say. It was in 1994. We had been to Kartik Yatra. Maharaj took us. Small group. But that time we were fortunate enough. This group was that time. Our Tamal Krishna Goswami, he was there. He took a class and for all of us. And he gave a very good Krishna conscious perfection, how to do your perfect life and all. And one thing he said, Prabhupada's glorification. He said, Prabhupada was such a person, he said, he made a registered will. And he made a registered will, and in that will he mentioned, any of my blood relatives have got no right on this, my ISKCON property and anything. Nothing. Entire world's entire property of ISKCON. This will go to the GBC. GBC committee. Governing body committee. He has conducted. This will go to them. And they will take care of. And none of our relatives, blood relatives, have got any connection. No right at all. So this was a deal. And he was handing over to Tamal Krishna Goswami. You take care. I have nothing now. I have given everything. All things I have given to you. Nothing is with me. Then he took one of his ring and he gave it to Tamal Krishna Goswami. You know, this ring, you give to that boy, George Harrison. He has done lots of job for me. He helped me very much initial stage. Give this ring for him. This is my love. Then he said, now I have given everything to you. I have nothing. Now I will see, you should make these things development. And all these Tamal Krishna Goswami plus Giriraj Maharaj and others, they started crying. They said, Prabhupada, we will promise you one thing. We may not develop it more than that, whatever you have done it, but we will try to keep up the same standard. This time we are promising you. Then Prabhupada said, I have given everything to you. Very, very wonderful things you have to keep it in your mind. Instead of that, I request something from you. You know what is that? In my last hour, see that I should remember Krishna. You should help me to remember Krishna. Because all these properties, nothing. That Krishna's name is everything he wanted to show us. This is Yatma Suprasiddhati. This is wonderful. Krishna consciousness. This we can understand. Everything has got no meaning. You have to make me remember Krishna at last hour. This word we should always remember. The time is short. But today is a very wonderful day. I wanted to speak little about Mahashivratri. Lord Shivji is sitting there to give us darshan. And Vaishnava Yato Sambho, he is a Parama Vaishnava. And you know, this is not his birthday. This is it is said this is their wedding anniversary. Parvati. is my Lord Shiva's wedding anniversary. This is. So we should celebrate it nicely. Because wedding anniversary, anything if you ask, they will grant you, give you. Just today, whatever you ask, he will give. Shambhu will definitely give. He's Asitosh. Little thing, he'll be happy. He will give. There's nothing, he won't think any of it. Even Puranas, they say that this is the day Lord Shivji has drank that halahal poison, which has come from that Samudra Manthan. He has distributed little to some of the insects. Then everything he had it, that's why he is called Nilakanta. He stopped it here. Nilakanta. Because he has got all the power. Because he was taking care of Tamagun. That's all. But even Advaita Acharya, he was Sadashiv. He was having Vishnu as well as Sadashiv. Both the things. So even for our progress in spiritual life, we wanted Shivji's. We have to pray to Shivji today. Please, our progress in Krishna consciousness should be your mercy is needed. This we have to ask. And then like that, help us to uplift our spiritual life. And whatever the action he does, that way he gets the name.
he has brought this Ganges from Bhagiratha. That's why he is called Ganga Adisham. And Girijanatham, Neelakantam, Rishabalakshmam, Kamantakam, Chandramauli, Bhujagadari, Kamaripu, Madanaripu. These are the names because it was his action. He used to do those things. He was helping the Supreme Lord, Krishna. And that's why he was chanting. And what the chanting was there? So, Parvati was asking, what you are chanting? So, Purandaradasa, they said, you know what he is chanting? He was chanting Rama Mantra. So, Purandaradasa was saying, let me say that, Rama Mantra Vajapiso Ye Manuja Rama Mantra Vajapiso A Mantra Ye Mantra Nechini Kedabeda Somashekara Tanna Satige Pelida Mantra Rama Mantra Vajapiso Ye Manuja. It is very easy. Rama Mantra Vajapiso. Just chant Rama Mantra. ఆ మంత్ర ఈ మంత్ర నెచ్చిని కెడబేడ ఓ మంత్ర ఏ మంత్ర కర్కే తుమ్ దిమాగ్ ఖరాబ్ మత్ కర్కే లేనా నెచ్చిని కెడబేడ సోమశేఖర తన్న సతిగే పేళిద మంత సోమశేఖర అన్న సతి పార్వతి కొబ్బుతియా ఓ మంత్ర లేలో రామ మంత్ర జపిసో ఏ మనుజ పాగల్ చేసి ఇద్దరు మత్ జావు రామ మంత్ర బోలు సేమ్ థింగ్ బాద్ మే కృష్ణ మంత్ర హోగా సేమ్ రామ్ కన్వర్టెడ్ కృష్ణ దట్స్ వై మహామంత్ర టీచ్ దిస్ మహామంత్ర డోంట్ థింక్ దిస్ దట్ అండ్ ఆల్ చాంట్ అండ్ ఏ ఆత్మ సుప్రసిద్ధతి బికాస్ దట్ హాస్ గాట్ ఆల్ ద వర్త్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు మేక్ యువర్ సోల్ ఫుల్లీ సటిస్ఫైడ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ ఆల్ దెన్ ఆత్మారామ్ దట్ సోల్ ఈస్ ఆల్వేస్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ సో దీస్ ఆల్ డీటెయిల్స్ This Bhagavatam, this Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada said, just it is dead. Just see, you are human being. This should be your last birth. Don't go for next body. Prepare this body only. That's all. Keep that desire. Krishna will fulfill. Also, you pray to Maha Shivji Shivratri day, their wedding anniversary. So, he is Param Vaishnava. You can pray and take the right path. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.